As we continue in worship, we'll read upon the scriptures. This morning I'll be reading from the Gospel of Mark, the 15th chapter, verses 40 through 41. Two little verses here. Says there were also women looking on from a distance. Among them were Mary Magdalene and Mary, the mother of James, and the younger of Joseph and Salome. These used to follow him and provided for him when he was in Galilee. And there were many other women who had come up with him to Jerusalem. This is the word of the Lord for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Amen. Let us pray. Gracious God, we give you thanks for this time of worship, that we might gather here in this place, in this sanctuary, to hear a word from you, to sing praise to you, to draw close to you as we draw close to one another. God, I ask that you speak through me and in spite of me this day, that your word might be proclaimed, that we might hear from you. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. Well, we're in our fifth week of the season of Lent, so next week is Palm Sunday, and then we'll be into the beginning of Holy Week, so we're drawing close to Easter. Throughout this season, we've been looking at the Unlikely Lent series and different unlikely characters that we see in the Passion story as we draw towards the death and resurrection of Jesus. This morning, Scripture happens after Palm Sunday, so we're actually kind of skipping around in the scriptures. But here we are in the shortest of the Gospels, the Gospel of Mark in the 15th chapter. In this particular Gospel, the crucifixion has already taken place, the death of Jesus has already taken place, and then we read about these women who show up at the crucifixion. You know, crucifixion wasn't easy. It was the worst of the worst types of death that one could experience. And the Romans chose to place the rebel Jesus on full display for the world to see his humiliation. And at that moment, most of the disciples had scattered, which is a very human response. We do the same, don't we? We often scatter when times get tough, when we go through challenging situations. We scatter. It's so much easier to find another spot to go and hide in the moments of challenge and difficult, when life gets hard, when news is bad, when stepping out seems too risky. We can sometimes do as the disciples did. We crave comfort. We cling to what feels safe and predictable. We hurry in our lives, and we find excuses and that we choose not to get involved in one way or another. Maybe I've seen it in the local church, not here at Northwest Hills, of course, but sometimes when churches are going through transitions and season of ministry, maybe they've gone through a high point in ministry and things were easier, but when things get maybe a little more challenging, it is easier to just find another place instead of investing in a current church. One of the main reasons is because when we continue to show up in challenging and difficult moments in life, it's costly. It costs us time, talent, and resources to be in a time of showing up and rebuilding. And usually the grass is greener on the other side is what we've been told. And so we just sometimes go to the other side. But in this morning's scripture, we read about how Mary Magdalene and Mary, the mother of James and Mary, the mother of James and Joseph and Salome, continue to show up at the cross to be with Jesus, even in the moment of his crucifixion. And these women were not just passive observers, they were followers of Jesus. And each of the four Gospels mention women showing up at the crucifixion, and they name them. some of them, at least. It says there were many women. But they name these women who showed up at the crucifixion, underscoring their deep value of their loyalty and their profound love of Jesus. Despite the danger and the sorrow of the moment, they remain close enough to observe the events unfolding before them. You know, according to the Merriam-Webster dictionary, the definition of courage is the mental or moral strength to venture, to persevere, and withstand danger, fear, and difficulty. These women showed unlikely courage. In the final moments of Jesus' life, we see courage emerge as they did not run. They did not hide, but instead bore witness to the suffering of Jesus. They had witnessed the good moments, the miracles, they've heard of his teachings, and now in courage and commitment and faithfulness, even in the darkest hour, they stand by Jesus, offering their love and support in any way they can. They lived their faith by showing up when it would have been easier to scatter. Their loyal and service and steadfast presence emphasizes that true discipleship is characterized by an unwavering dedication, even in the darkest hours. Despite the danger, despite persecution they faced as followers of a controversial figure, they remained faithful to him to the very end. Their devotion serves as a powerful example for all believers, demonstrating the importance of serving and standing with Jesus in both the good times and the bad. And in a world where steadfastness is rare, where commitment is rare, their dedication and courage to show up inspires us to stand by our faith, even in challenging circumstances, even in those challenging years and moments of our life. Over my lifetime growing up, there were two teams that my dad would schedule his day around. He would schedule vacations around them. He would schedule his time of what we would be doing around them. He would do whatever he could to not miss sitting in front of the TV to watch the Dallas Cowboys and the Texas A&M Aggies, class of 67. He loved those teams through and through. He was committed to them, whether they were in their glory years or whether they couldn't seem to win a game. He would continue to wear the Aggie hat all the time and the cowboy shirt, and I just couldn't understand it. There were some games and even seasons that it was hard for me to watch my dad suffer loss after loss. But he continued to support and watch them year after year after year. He was so committed to Texas A&M that he donated his body to the school when he passed almost 2 years ago for medical research. His dream was that his ashes would be spread on Kyle Field, but he got there as much as he could. On April 9th, the school is actually hosting a thank you ceremony to those who have donated their body to the medical school, and I'm hoping to go be a part of that ceremony as they honor those lives. They talked about how before they do any kind of research, they take a moment of silence and thanksgiving for those who donate their bodies. I didn't realize what a commitment that was that he was making. His commitment was not only to cowboy land and A&M country, but also a love of Christ, a commitment to serve Christ and the church. And he shared that with me and taught me that the church is meant to be that same type of community, a courageous, committed community, people bound together, not by DNA or status or power, but by a deep abiding love and faith in Jesus. That we belong to one another, that we care for one another, not by that we all agree that Texas is better than A&M or A&M is better than Texas, but by our faith in Christ. It's our faith in Christ that allows us to walk beside one another, seeing one another the way Jesus does, not as problems to be solved, but as a family to be supported in both the joyful moments and the challenging moments of life. In these two verses this morning, the women's presence conveyed solidarity and empathy, showing that they were there for Jesus, even in his suffering. And we too, as the body of Christ, as the church, as a family of believers, offer our presence to one another, especially those who may be in moments experiencing pain or hardship, letting them know that they are not alone. You see, discipleship is about showing up, staying close, loving Jesus with a devotion that refuses to turn away. Following Jesus means showing up for one another when life falls apart or when life is overflowing with joy. Following Jesus is about being there in moments when it would be easier to sleep in. About being there in moments when we don't know what to say. About being there in moments when it's just our presence that says, I see you and I care. Not to fix what's broken, but to be present. And to partner with God in reconciliation and restoration. You see, we continue to follow God into places that make us uncomfortable and that challenge us. These two verses, Mark 15:40-41, urge us to lead lives of commitment, remaining courageous in our faith, and unwavering in our support for one another. And so, friends, how is God calling you? How might you ponder these verses? How might we consider together how Jesus is calling us to stand by him in our own lives? And may we draw inspiration from the example of these women. And may we strive to serve and follow Jesus wholeheartedly, even in moments that it would be easier to scatter. Christ is with us. Christ calls us towards the cross. Let us pray. Oh, gracious God, we love you and we thank you for this time together. We thank you for the inspiration of these women who showed up at the cross. How they were with you, Lord, as you were being crucified. How their courageous example is something for us to draw strength on as we live our lives in the world today. May we draw close to you, may we draw close to one another in commitment and in courage. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.